Just like speeches from years past, Speaker Lockhart railed against the overreach of the federal government and insisted that Utah resist. But this time, she targeted Governor Herbert, who's recently said that he favors some limited expansion of Medicaid in the state.
Let us all encourage the governor to lead and not just follow, to be innovative and not just reactive. We need energy in the executive, not an inaction figure in the governor's office. I cannot support and do not understand why anyone would propose to saddle Utah any further with Obamacare, the most costly and catastrophic federal mandate of all.
Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss was disappointed to hear the speaker's words, suggesting that Lockhart has political ambitions.
I felt like she kind of called him out on that one and drew a line in the sand that I think is unfortunate. It sounds awfully political to me. It sounds like a challenge, and I don't think you should be playing politics with the lives of those tens of thousands of people that will benefit by health care and already are.
In her speech, Lockhart also took a strong stand against a gas tax this session, which has been proposed by a fellow House Republican. She called for a renaissance in education, though she did not suggest that more funding should be supplied. And the speaker called for creative solutions to air quality issues. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.